Welcome. My name is Oge, and I'm the host and creator of The Oge Show, a podcast where details about societal issues are brought to the fore via opinionated discourse, leaving you informed, entertained, and most importantly, educated. Join us every Friday by 6 p.m. for new and amazing content. All you have to do is simply subscribe. Thank you.
Hi guys, good evening and welcome to another episode of The Oge Show. My name is Oge Chi and I'm the host and creator of The Oge Show podcast. Anyway, October has been a very, very busy month. Anyway, October is always a busy month, not because of the many activities in the world surrounding social justice and the rest of them. For example, today is Day of the Girl Child, is a UNICEF thing. And this week was, or is, yeah, but still in the week, this week is Mental Health Awareness Week, where everybody, so many people, organizations, companies, schools, everybody is preaching mental health. Everybody's talking about depression, it's talking about schizophrenia, it's talking about a whole lot of things. Lots of them, everybody's giving advice, everybody's coming up with therapies, psychologists, all of them are all there. Wait, therapies and psychologists, they're all the same thing, just different names. Yeah, basically the same thing. Except one can be a physiotherapist and then the other one is a psychologist. So, yeah. So, yeah, psychologists all around the world are coming out to tell people how to deal with mental health and telling also not just people that are experiencing it, people that are around, how to deal with people or your friends, family, relatives, whoever that's battling mental health, how you can help the person, how you can be there for the person. So it's quite an informative and educating experience throughout this week. I mean, from blog posts that at some point 5 years ago, I was in that place and it was not a pretty sight. It was not like, my head was I've never felt so. That was the lowest point of my life. That's the lowest I've been in life, and it's not a funny place. So I understand when someone is going through depression, someone is going through a phase and needs someone to talk to. It's one of the reasons why I try to make myself, you know, if you need somebody to talk to, I'm always there. I'll listen. I listen to people when they want to share their stuff. And for some reason, people feel like they can trust me. And then they talk to me about their problems and I listen. And why I can provide solutions, I provide solutions or I refer you or try to call someone on your behalf to see what I can do. Like, we all need each other to grow. So today on the podcast, and yeah, before that, last week I said that we were going to continue our discourse on life as a man in Nigeria, and then we're going to have much more people, and that plan it's not working right now. Or it didn't work. It's actually raining really heavily, and I had to cancel because I had to take into consideration my guests, logistics issue, and then myself, me leaving the house in this rain, traffic was going to be mad because I have an early morning tomorrow, like Saturday, and I need to sleep early so I can wake up early and meet my appointment in the morning. So today on the podcast, today's topic is dealing with betrayal, and this topic was inspired by Colin Rooney's revelation on Instagram 3 days ago. Colin Rooney is Wayne Rooney's wife. I mean, if you're an avid lover of football like myself, if you love sports football and you follow the EPL, that's the English Premier League, judiciously, then I'm sure Rooney's shouldn't be a strange name to you. So the English striker's wife's name is Colin Rooney. And she called that Rebecca Vardy. Rebecca Vardy is Vardy's wife. I know Vardy plays for, or used to play for Leicester. I don't know if he has been transferred or something. I don't really know his story. But I know Rebecca Vardy is his wife. And So Colin Rooney calls Rebbie Cavadi, who is her bosom friend, for betraying her trust. Apparently, Rebbie Cavadi has been sending dirty details about the Rooneys to dailies like the Sun newspaper and Daily Mail UK and the rest of them. And you should go on Colin Rooney's Instagram and you see what the whole post is about. So it got me thinking. I was thinking about it. I want to say something about dealing with betrayal. Now, it hurts when someone betrays your trust, whether you've been betrayed by a family member or your best friend or a romantic partner or a co-worker. You can take some concrete steps to deal with the breach of trust and then to start the healing process and feel better. Now, how to deal with betrayal? I was reading an article online, and you know, I love researching when I find a topic or when a topic comes to me and I want to talk about it. I go online and I research and I talk to people about it. How would you do this? What do you think about this? You know, just to sample opinions and, you know, bring the gist down to the podcast for you guys. You know, you yes, of course I'm bringing the gist to you now. That's why I'm your podcast. That's why you're listening to me, because you know I've got the tea all the time. So moving on. Now, there are three ways where you can deal with three ways through which you can deal with a betrayal. Or one is taking care of yourself, two is forgiving, and three is reaching out. Now, under taking care of yourself, you have to feel your emotions. Now, when you've been betrayed, you may be overcome with anger, grief, and humiliation. Like, there's this thing that will just be pinning you. It hurts. Your heart, you can literally feel the pain in your heart. You can feel it so much. At some point, you just feel these hot tears, you know, streaming down your face, because the thing about betrayal is you're not expecting it. Now, see, holding in your painful feelings can have negative effects on your health and your relationship with people. Now, when you've learned of a betrayal, take time to name the emotions without judgment. This will, you know, enable you to walk through it without turning it on yourself or onto others. That you take out some time, you feel that, oh, this person did this to me. Oh God, if you need to cry, my dear, cry, let the tears come. If you need to shout, let's allow yourself feel it. Don't just wrap it and talk it away. No, allow yourself feel. It's actually faster when you allow yourself free, because if you don't allow yourself feel, you're just rescheduling your heart, because the pain is still there. You've not felt it. So when you allow yourself feel, you're giving yourself an opportunity to analyze the situation and look at it from various angles, find a common ground, and then, you know, not transfer aggression to other people. Now, it may help you to write through your feelings. For example, when I was much younger, as a teenager, if you do stuff to hurt me, I would just write it down. I used to have this diary that my dad gifted me, so I'll just write down how I was feeling and stuff. I won't say anything to you. I'll just write it down. Now, this Ogie she's very confrontational. I will tell you that, see this thing you did to me, I don't like it. And as I'm telling you, it's leaving my heart. That's just who I am right now. I grew that point where I don't have to write, because I noticed that when I write things down about how I was feeling about something that someone did to me, it's harder for me to forgive the person, because I feel like, oh, this person doesn't care, and this person is not hearing me, this person is not listening to how, or this person doesn't know how they made me feel. So it's okay. I would just, you know, keep it inside for you, and I'll be ready to remind you like 5-10 years before you did to me. That's how bad. And then I realized that it was an unhealthy practice. So I taught myself how to, you know, come out and tell you that you have hurt me. This is what you did. This is how you did it. I did not like why would you do such a thing? This is how I felt about what you did. That's just how I am. Now, another thing is, when you don't feel your emotions and you try to suppress it, it will lead to health problems such as chronic pain, sleep deficiency, and even heart disease. Imagine having heart disease because somebody somewhere betrayed your trust. Imagine. And it's true, when you're hurt like this, especially when it's from someone you truly love, and love, I don't mean the love you have for a boyfriend, I don't just mean only the kind of love you have for a boyfriend or any of that, no. I mean the kind of love you might have for your sister, your father, your mom. Love is, it comes in different forms and different ways. So, imagine someone hurts you. You will not be able to sleep. In last month, someone said something that really hurts me, and we're having an argument, and then he said some things that really stung. As in, it was basically him talking down on me, on my person, on who I am as a human being. And I could have said those hurtful words back. I could have said some things that, believe you me, if you say something to hurt me and I don't reply you, makachuku binenigwe, as in, to God in heaven. It's not for lack of words to say. No, it's because I don't want to say anything back. Not because I don't have what to say to you. So, as I said, I could have said some things that would really, really hurt him. Like, say some things that would hurt him deeply, where he would feel pain. But I didn't, because I said that, you know, you're feeling bad, so you want to make me feel bad too. So, I'm just going to let it slide. So, that hurt and that pain made me lose 2 nights of sleep, 48 hours of sleep. I kept on thinking about it because this person was a bit very close to me, and it wasn't what I was expecting from him. So I just, you know, after I thought about a lot of things, I'm like, okay, you know what? There is one thing I don't like not doing. I love sleeping. It's almost a hobby. So me losing sleep because of someone decided to be an asshole, it's not something I should do. So I have to move on from that situation, and that is basically what I did. So you need to feel your emotions so you can heal faster. Now you actually need to take time to yourself when you're dealing with a betrayal. Now, especially what I know taking time to yourself can be hard if the person that betrayed you is someone that is always nearby, like maybe your sister, your cousin, this person lives with you in the same house, your roommate, or your boyfriend, or your classmate, or your co-worker. It's quite hard for you to take time to yourself because you're always bumping into this person. And anytime you bump into this person, there is a flashback or a reminder of what this person has done to you. And it hurts. Now, if you're betrayed by a partner or a friend, you can ask them to give you space. Like, I actually do that. You will just notice that I will let you know that I am giving you space. In case you've not noticed me, I will let you know that I actually need some time to myself. I need some time to get over this hurt. I need some time to, you know, weigh my options if this friendship is actually really healthy for me, this friendship is actually worth it, and all of that stuff. So, and then sometimes you might want to go away for a while. For example, if you're cohabitating with your partner, you might want to move delivered for about a week or two or a month to help you put yourself together, depending on how deep this betrayal is. But then taking time for yourself actually helps you heal faster. And one of the importance of, or the positive side of taking a break or taking time for yourself or taking time from, what am I saying? One of the importance of taking time to yourself or for yourself when you're dealing with a betrayal is the fact that it helps you to stay away from the person. It helps you to take a break from correspondence. It helps you settle. It helps you, helps you feel ready. You know, it gives you time to stay and be like, okay, you know what, I am ready to talk. Oh, I'll be ready to talk in so. It gives you a lot of time. You're taking time for yourself. It's just you. It's self-love, basically. You love yourself enough to know that you need this time to reevaluate a lot of things, analyze a lot of things, and then come to a conclusion. That's what. And then 3, do not rush a life-changing decision. I know that I am not I'm not exactly that person that sometimes I take I rush life-changing decisions. Although, okay, maybe life-changing decisions is a bit too harsh to use and judge myself, but I know sometimes I make rash decisions based on my emotions. You can hurt me and do something that hurts me so deeply, and in that moment where I'm thinking about it and analyzing and going through the pain and feeling it so much and being by myself, I can just decide that, you know what, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't see you anymore. I can't be friends with you anymore. I'd really appreciate it if we're not as close as we used to be before. So I make that kind of decision. But then the one article I was reading said, do not make life-changing decision. So now betrayal can turn your world upside down. When you've lost the trust that you've had for someone, you may be tempted to cut them off of your life entirely. Now, before you make such big decisions, such as changing your job, denouncing someone publicly, or worst case scenario, filing for divorce, that's if you're in a marital situation, you might want to take a break or pause from making that decision. As feelings as human change, it's fickle. One minute we're angry and we're swearing and saying all sorts, and then the next minute we're like, oh, okay. Oh my God, I can't believe I said such things to you. Oh my God. Oh my God, I am so sorry. I didn't mean it. You get that kind of a thing. So you really should take a break from rushing life-changing decisions because you're dealing with a betrayal. But then everybody has what works for them. Some people can decide that, you know what, since you did this to me, it's a deal breaker for me, I cannot forgive you. In that moment, they're making that decision, and in 10-15 years, they are not going to regret ever making that decision. Some people are like that. Yeah. And then 4, avoid retaliating. This is actually a big deal for vindictive people. But there are some people that the moment you hurt them, they want to hurt you back also immediately. And I'm here to tell you to avoid retaliating. Younger Ogi will retaliate. I can be a bit, or I used to be a bit vindictive. If you hurt me, I will not hurt you back immediately. No. I will take my time. Sometimes 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Take my time to strategize and see where I am going to hit you back. For that thing you did to me 4 years back, I will come back to it. So I think it there's this level of growth, or there's this level of emotional and psychological growth and physical growth you've attained as a person, that retaliating doesn't really, it's not really appealing to you anymore. You just, instead, you just walk away and do something, or worst case scenario, you cut them off, or you decide to stay away from this person. Like, okay, you know what, this person is bringing out a side of me that I'm trying to do away with because it's toxic and not healthy for me and to the people around me. But being constantly in this person's presence, or being in contact with this person, being in a relationship with this person, brings out this side of me, and I don't like this side of me. So I need to take away, I need to take myself away from that equation. Now, see, I'm also saying avoid retaliating, because the time spent calculating a deliberate revenge is time spent at the expense of your own emotional healing. Let me repeat that the time spent calculating a deliberate revenge is time spent at the expense of your own emotional healing. In case you don't hear me the first time. Now, find someone you can speak with frankly. Now, I believe everyone should have a friend, as an adult mostly. Even as kids, you have your parents to tell you the truth. You have your aunts and your uncles. You have your teachers at school to guide you in the direction, teach you morals, and tell you the truth about life and all that. That's because you're a child and you need to be told these things to shaping you into a human being that can live in the society with other people. Now, as an adult, you're supposed to have friends, or a particular friend, or rather a mentor, let me use the word mentor, that you can talk to frankly about things. And when I mean frankly, I mean you're not hiding any part of a story, you're not sugarcoating any part of a story just to make yourself look like the victim. You're telling it as it is. You're telling what you did. You're telling what the other person did, and then how this person made you feel. You're saying the whole truth. You should actually find someone you can speak with frankly, and discussing the betrayal with someone you can trust can be healing. Do you understand? Like, a good friend or a therapist can help you clear your head and decide what steps to take. And then you also need to remember that one betrayer doesn't mean that you can't trust anyone, because I know a lot of people, and then especially when it comes to relationship between a man and a woman, intimate relationship, that when you go through one or two heartbreaks, you decide that, you know what, I'm done. Then you start having these trust issues, and you start seeing the opposite sex, or whenever someone is interested in you, you start seeing the opposite sex as, you know what, you try getting to know them. At some point, even in your getting to know them, a part of you is out. You're like, this one, I mean, after a while, this person will still do the same thing that your ex is, or your ex, or your ex is dead. Do you understand? So one betrayal doesn't mean that you can't trust anyone. And you might even, sometimes, you might even, someone can betray you. That's the plot to it. Someone can betray you, and then you forgive the person, and you end up trusting the person that has betrayed you much more than you've trusted them before. And this is where my number two or number three point that says, don't rush into making life-changing decisions just because you're feeling betrayed and you're feeling hurt from a betrayal. And the sixth one is, you need to take care of yourself. Now, physical health will help you through an emotional time. Try to eat well every day and get a full night's sleep. I know that when it comes to boy-girl relationship, heartbreak and all that, it's always, some people don't eat, some people don't sleep. You're not sleeping, you're not eating. Ha! I know pain demands to be felt, but at some point, especially if it's a relationship you don't want to go back to, or it's a friendship you don't want to go back to, you need to put yourself together and take care of yourself. Now, you try to eat well every day and go get a full night's sleep. Sometimes you can try exercises. You can actually try yoga for me. I've been doing yoga for a month and it's been amazing. The 1 hour or 2 hours I spend doing yoga, meditating, training my body to, you know, to be flexible, training my body to do a lot of things. And I'm not going to say that while I'm doing all of that, that is not, I don't have distractions or I don't have my problems trying to cloud my thoughts and distract me from the positivity I'm trying to feel and, you know, direct my focus towards. But I'm trying. Yoga has really helped me a lot, especially in the mornings, not just with my physical appearance, because, you know, need to look fit and stuff, but psychologically too it has helped me. So exercises can actually help boost your mood and help you sleep. And then if you don't have an exercise or a regular exercise routine, you can try going for a half hour walk. For example, you can walk for 30 minutes just by yourself, go somewhere, walk, especially in the evenings from 6 to 7, if you're in an environment that's, you know, security wise you can say, oh, your nothing will happen to you, like your phone being snatched or someone pulling you and throwing into a vehicle at night and all that stuff. So you can take a walk then. And another thing is choosing to forgive. See, forgiveness does not mean that you're condoning the act of betrayal, though. No, it means that you're choosing to move on from feelings of resentment. Now, forgiveness can lead to empathy and compassion for those who have betrayed you. It can also lead to a greater sense of personal peace. Now, most people will tell you that forgiveness is not for the person that wronged you. No, it's for yourself, so you can have inner peace. You can have peace of mind. Imagine carrying all that burden, and then at the end of the day, you find out that, oh, this person does not even know that I am mad at him or I am mad at her. You've played yourself. Do you understand? Like, you've played yourself. So you really need to try and learn how to forgive. But then don't rush it. Allow yourself feel. Allow yourself get angry. Take care of yourself. Put yourself first. Especially when you know that I was not in the wrong. Do you understand? So when you're ready to forgive, let's go. It's for you. It's not for the other person. It's for your own peace of mind, for your own personal person. And then you let go of negative feelings. Now, focus on yourself instead of on the person who hurts you. Tell yourself you're not interested in letting the betrayer control your life or your happiness. Now, when a negative thought comes to you, do not suppress it. Instead, greet it and tell it to leave. When it comes back, acknowledge and release it again. When you do that, it means you're feeling, but then you're refusing to dwell on that feeling. You're feeling. And now, state your forgiveness, at least to yourself. You can get a pen and a paper and then write down why you're choosing to forgive this person, how forgiving this person will do this for you. I know it sounds selfish, like you're putting yourself first, but yes, you're the one that is feeling hurt. You're the one that's feeling betrayed. So you need to do stuff to get yourself out of that mood, out of that place you've put yourself in, or out of that place your emotions have put you in. Now, to forgive is an act of self-care. You do not have to voice it to anyone else, no. Now, if you feel like sharing your new mindset, by all means, go ahead. You can tell the person or the people who betrayed you that you've forgiven them. Although some people don't care. I mean, some people can actually hurt you and continue living like you're dead. So that's why you actually have to, you actually have to tell yourself that I need to forgive myself, not for these other people, but now, forgive without rebuking. That's what most people, this is one thing that most people don't understand. That you can actually I can actually forgive you and not want the friendship again and not want the relationship again. Because the fact that I don't want the relationship doesn't negate the fact that I have actually forgiven you from the bottom of my heart. You can forgive without rebuilding. For example, now, do you think someone like Colin Rooney would want to rebuild that kind of a friendship with Rebecca Vardy after all she's done? No, like they will see each other and be like, hi, hello, and they go, but all those family dinners and the children having play dates, coming over and all that, it would not really be as before. But that doesn't mean we're enemies. If I see you, I would, you know, say hi to you and all that, but there is no reason why you and I have to still be, you know, sisters. I mean, you can't really tell this. When I mean sisters, I mean some friends are like sisters, so there's no reason why you and I have to be friends that are like sisters. We can go back to just being two friends or people that know each other. We can forgive without rebuilding them. Now you need to also keep trying, especially if you're having trouble moving on. Now you need to remember that forgiveness is a process. Big betrayers can define your life for a while, and it makes sense that they have to be forgiven multiple times. Even a small incident might need to be remembered occasionally before it stops hurting. Remind yourself every day that forgiveness is the goal. And in order to score a goal, you don't just run from pillar to post. No, it takes time. Sometimes you have to dribble two or three people, and then before you get to midfield, your opponent has taken the ball back, and then you have to run across again. Sometimes you have to go through from the flank, depending on if you're a winger, go from the flank, pass to your point man before you get a goal. Sometimes the goalkeeper is, you know, has a very long shot from the goalie to your opponent's half. And, you know, it's a process. Forgiveness is a process. It's just something that it takes time. It's not just going to come because you've said that, you know what, I'm ready to forgive this person. Because even though you're telling yourself that you've forgiven this person, once in a while, that spirit, that hurts. Okay, let me not use the word hurts, because if you're ready to forgive, it means you've actually healed from that hurt. You're just taking some time. Those thoughts will come in and creep into your head, and then you have to accept it and you release it just like that. And then one day you just wake up and you realize that you're not even thinking about what this person did. So take out time. And if you're someone that has been hurt, has been betrayed, I'm sure we've all been there. Me, I have been there more than 10 times. Friends, relatives, relationships, all of that, I have been there. But then I choose every day. I'm a very resilient person. I can be hurt one day, 1 minute I'm crying and feeling bad about something that happened to me, and then the next minute I'm dusting myself and refusing to remain or wallow in pity or remain in that place. Instead, I try to find a way to move forward from it. So if you've ever been betrayed, I hope that you listen to this and that this helps you to heal. This helps you to take care of yourself. This helps you to, I mean, it's not the end of the world. You are you. The only person that can stop you from hurting when you deal with a betrayal is yourself. So you can have friends around that will be there to, you know, as a support system and all of that stuff. But as long as you personally decide that you want to keep wallowing and keep being in that place of hurt and pain, negativity and all that, no positive from outside can bring you out of that place unless you decide on yourself to come out of that place. So guys, this is the end of today's episode, today's session. So thank you again for taking that time to stream my podcast. Thank you for the retweets. Thank you for the retweets, thank you for the shares on Facebook, thank you for the likes, Thanks for your opinions. Thanks for the feedback and all that. I actually do not take any of that for granted. Now, as per usual, our closing statement. Do not forget to like this podcast on Anchor. It's also available on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And please like our social media handles, The Oge Show on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Those three social media apps, you can find The Oge Show. Please also take out time to listen, give your opinion, feedback, to be added to our podcast and all that stuff. So until next week, thank you for sticking with me. Bye for now.